How did you come upon this discovery?
We were doing an archaeological survey in 1976 when I worked for the state as an archaeologist, looking for areas that may be affected by modern housing development or resort development that would damage the sites. So in 1976, we found a concentration of artifacts laying in a field that became the Aries Rest site.
What were you originally looking for?
We were looking for any sites at the time. We were looking for, in 1976, any early historic sites, Indian sites, mapping them all and determining which ones needed further excavation based on whether they were threatened or not. The Aries Rest site was not threatened in 1976. It was still farmed by the family, and so there was no further work there done until 30 years later in 2006 when a modern subdivision was planned for part of the site, and we began investigation to find out more detail about the site.
What was your reaction when you found this?
The reaction when we found the burials was, oh boy. The burials we were not looking for. We were tracking down a 17th century homestead. We were looking for houses, wells, refuse features that would indicate the kinds of artifacts that, or kinds of objects that the Avery family were using in the 1670s and early 1680s. And in the course of this excavation, we found the first burial. And that triggered a Delaware law that says I notify the state, and then we just consulted on what to do next.
And after that came the Smithsonian's involvement?
Yes, about 2 years after that. It took us one entire season of excavation to actually find all 11 burials because of the strategy that we were using. So we were very careful about uncovering in areas in order to locate the exact extent of the number of burials, both north, south, and east and west. That took us a year. So it wasn't until after that had been determined and consulting with the state, I was in touch with Dr. Owsley to determine whether the Smithsonian was interested in the recovery and the analysis, and they were. And so that took another 8 or 9 months for them to schedule a team to come over and for us to finish our excavation work around the burials. So it takes time. It's an all-volunteer effort. That's one of the most significant things, I think, on a sidebar story about the Aries Rest Project is it's 95% all volunteer, including myself, to do this work from the Archaeological Society of Delaware members.
So what was really the investigation process here? How did you go about your work from, you know, point A to Z?
Well, we first walked across the fields and mapped in concentrations of artifacts. So we had a map of what the artifacts looked like on the surface. And then we began shovel test excavations on and looking for any evidence of anything buried below the soil where that had been plowed. If we found things that were buried below, like cellar holes, wells, trash pits, graves, then we opened a larger area of excavation to find the limits of that and then begin test excavations in those, what we call features.
Can you talk about the significance of this discovery to Delaware?
The significance of this discovery is it's Delaware at this time was a frontier. When John and Sarah Avery moved here in 1674, the Dutch had been here off and on since 1631 in southern Delaware. But it wasn't until 1634 that the English firmly took control of this part of Delaware, and it became firmly an English colony from that point forward. It was a frontier in the sense that it was a toehold of Europeans and Africans on the North American continent, and it was multicultural. There were Swedish, there were Dutch, there were Finnish, there were African, and there were Native Americans living side by side in the 1670s, interacting every day. So it was really a multicultural frontier, and that was the beginning of Delaware.
What will your role in this be going forward as we continue to ask questions about the Avery family?
I'm continuing to do research on the archaeology side while Dr. Owsley and his team continues to do research on the osteology side and the bioanthropological side about the burials and what the burials can tell them from a scientific point of view. I'm going to be continuing with writing up the archaeology side, the kinds of artifacts that were found, the kinds of structures that were found, sharing this information with professional journals, professional presentations at conferences, as well as the general public like today.
And how will you work to educate Delaware about this part of history?
Certainly, anybody can pick up information and use it as they like. I think the State Division of Historical and Cultural Affairs has some plans for future publication or exhibits. It lends itself to that quite well. I'm sure the Smithsonian will do some things as it relates to the burials at some point in the future. And certainly, Dr. Owsley shared that he's working on a publication about life in early 17th century Chesapeake, including southern Delaware and these burials. So it'll be available that way as well.